This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation. Hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about a third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. U.S. is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists with their airstrikes. During a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader, President Obama said Shimon Peres' determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming, and he did not stop working.
Mr. Obama praised Peres for as one of the giants of the 20th century, likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago, died Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. After 1 month, the agreement would go into force. This is VOA News. Colombians vote in a referendum on Sunday on whether to ratify